Zollinger with a big run, backed up by a big run by Brock. Warsaw started at the 34. They're now at the Chesterton 33. And now they're going to come over and talk to Mark Peterson. Oh, now, hey, get this. I think the officials now realize that they did not reset the play clock, and I think they're going to let Warsaw keep their timeout. That's what they are explaining to Mark Peterson, and Mark Peterson's arms went out wide like, why? And the referee's explaining to them, he put his hand up like the raise the roof motion, which is the signal to reset the play clock. So I think Warsaw is going to keep their timeout here. Now the referee's going to go over and talk to Bart Curtis. This is taking a long time. Message relayed. And we're finally ready to resume play. The game clock still has us for two timeouts left. We'll see if that changes. First and 10, Tigers from the 33. Wings on either side, Egolf left, Rands bottom right, option play. They give it up the middle. Zollinger leaps the pile, runs over one man, runs over another. Still going inside the 25, all the way down to the 20, to the 19-yard line. Zollinger running like a man possessed, 14 yards and another Tiger first down.
Hard to bring down. That is passion.
Usually jumping for a running back isn't the best thing. But that was like a momentum builder for him. When he came down, he was at full speed. 10:53, clock running here in the third. Scoreless, but the Tigers with their best drive so far at first down and 10 from the 19. They have extra linemen in the game. Option play up the middle. Zollinger backs his way inside the 20-yard line down to the 15. Four more yards for Reed Zollinger, who now for the game has 15 carries for 88 yards. Second down and six coming up for the Tigers. Ball on the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of the formation as the Tiger offense looks at it. Same alignment. This time the extra alignment is on the right side of the ball. Option play up the middle, and that is Zollinger again, and he's still on his feet. They can't get him down. They still hadn't got him down till just now. Give him four more yards down to the 11, and it's third down and about a yard and a half or two to get.
Zollinger's yards after contact has been great on this drive.
9:39 left to play third quarter. Tigers and Trojans scoreless. Third down and call it two. Warsaw has to get the ball to the 9-yard line to get a first down. And up the middle again. It's Zollinger up the middle. He gets spun around, and how far did he get? They're going to give him to the 8-yard line where the official on the far side marked it. And if that's true, that's a first down. Let's see where they put the ball down. They are going to put it at the 8. First and goal, Tigers. 9:20 left to play, third quarter. The game looking for its first score. Warsaw with a great chance, their best chance so far. Play being signaled out on the board. Everybody now looks at their wristband to figure out what it is. And 10 on the play clock as they come to the line of scrimmage. Quentin Brock from the 8 under center. Takes the snap, option right, going to keep it and going to lose 2 yards back to the 10. That felt like a designed quarterback keeper, and when he turned up, looked up, there were two red-shirted Trojans standing there waiting for him.
The outside linebacker walked up for Chesterton and did a great job of his assignment. His job was taking the quarterback, and they weren't fooled at all.
Loss of two on the play. Second down and goal now from the 10. 8:20 left to play, third quarter. Tigers looking to take the lead. Brock with Zollinger behind him. Rands bottom wing right, Egolf wing left. Brock takes a snap, option play left. Pitches back to Rands bottom, hit it to the 10, got away. Spins forward and gets to the 5-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 4. That's a gain of 6 for Ransbottom, who's played a lot and been given a lot of action on that halfback position. It's third and goal from the four.
And he's really run hard and done a great job of yards after contact for a smaller tight back.
Third down and four. Third down and goal from the four. 7:40 left to play here in our third stanza. Warsaw and Chesterton scoreless at the moment. Brock under center, the extra lineman on the left. Brock takes a snap. He'll hand it off left. Solinger will get two more yards down to the two-yard line, and it's fourth down and goal from the two. And what are you doing here if you're Bart Curtis?
Well, if you're Bart, I think I know what he's going to do. I think he's going to run the ball and, you know, let his team know exactly what we do.
And they're going to go for it. Fourth down and goal from the two. Ball on the left hash mark at the south end of Chesterton's football field. Brock takes a snap, hands off left. Zollinger dives to the goal line, and I don't think he made it. He came up short. Zollinger comes up about a foot and a half short. Chesterton has held, and with 6:50 to go in the third, we are still scoreless. They got that close. They went from their own 34 down to the one-yard line and just could not punch it over.
Literally inches from the white goal line. I mean, I that spot, look at that football, Roger. Mm. I mean,
yep.
That can't be an inch or two.
The shadow of the ball is on the goal line. That's how close it is. McCormick back there in the backfield with Sebastian Boswell, who's going to go under center and try to sneak it out of there. Oh, and I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did. Warsaw's running off the field. It is a safety. I think we haven't seen an official signal. It's a safety. It's a safety. The Tigers have taken the lead because the defense gets a safety. And Warsaw leads 2-0, and they're going to get the ball back.
Great adjustment by the kids playing in the middle. When the quarterback walked up under center, they just crowded, and they knew that the sneak was coming, and they stood the offensive lineman up, made a great play. Everybody got in on it.
Wow, what a moment in this game. Well, the defense doesn't get the score very often, but what's it like being the coach of a defense that scores
huge
points? You've had it.
Huge. When both teams are rolling a shutout, any points are welcome from the defense or the offense or special teams. And the defense has just really, really played well. And their gang tackling is outstanding, Roger.
Man, they are quick off the ball. They are quick off the ball, and they showed it right there. So now Chesterton is going to kick off from the 20. So it's 2 points, and you have to kick off. So Chesterton is going to kick the ball. They're going to put it on the tee at the 20 and kick it down the field. Warsaw trying to figure out where to go because there are a lot of things that you practice. That's this kind of kickoff return, not one that you practice. DeMarco will kick it. It's from the near hash mark. Chesterton swing, trying to get their momentum ready, waiting for the referee to blow his whistle, and there it is. The run-up and the boot. It's a deep kick. Isbell will take it, backing up, bobbles at the 23. 30, going to the middle field. 35 stops, and he'll be snowed under at about the 38-yard line. So Warsaw takes over from the 38, leading 2-0 with 6:36 left to play here in our third quarter. What a crazy game this is. Crazy.
I give Chesterton a lot of credit on that kickoff coverage. That was very, very good. Didn't give Isabel a chance.
So the Warsaw offense runs right back out on the field. They had a terrific drive going from their own 34 all the way inside the one, but ran out of downs. Now they'll try to do it again. The emotion of the halftime speech that no doubt came inspired them to block harder, run harder, and hang on to the ball more efficiently. From the 38, ball in the near hash mark. Option play left. Solinger up the middle, dives across the 40, and he'll get to the 42-yard line, and he grabs his left foot. And he is not up yet. And they're going to have to stop the clock for him. Oh, are you kidding? Comes the training staff out. 6:20 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 2, Chesterton nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 6:20 left to go, third quarter. The good news is Reed Zollinger is cramping. It's not an ankle. It's not a knee. It's a cramp. The bad news is he'll have to go out. Robbie Hoffert is into the game in the backfield for the Tigers. Zollinger just now is up walking off, limping on his leg. I think it's still cramping on him. I think he can still feel the effects of it. So he'll have to go off. And that's kind of how things have been for this team. Two steps forward, one step back. Yeah, and that's Zollinger's having a great third quarter, and he gets hurt.
Always adversity, it seems like, for this bunch so far.
Well, second down and 7 after Zollinger gained 3 yards. 2-0 Tigers on a safety by the Warsaw defensive line. Quentin Brock under center. He'll keep it this time. Turn up field, breaks a tackle. 45, tripped up as he got to the 47. He'll dive forward to the 48-yard line. He got 7 yards, though. He gets a first down for Warsaw.
Great read. Outstanding by the sophomore quarterback.
What is the read there, Will? What's he looking for?
He's looking for the first down lineman away from the ball on that side. What's he doing? Is he crashing A-gap? Is he staying in B? That's his read.
First and 10 Tigers from the 48, under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Warsaw with a 2-0 lead. Option play up the middle, and the ball carrier gets it across the 50 to the 49. Hoffert on the carry gains 3 yards. Second down and 7 coming up. Actually, they only gave him 2 yards. They barely gave him across the 50. So second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers, who for the 8th straight year started the season winning their season opener and are 9-2 in regular season non-conference games. Second and 8. Option play up the middle. Hoffert again. Good hole this time. And he gets tackled at the 45-yard line. That's 5 more yards for the Tiger fullback and sets up 3rd down and 3.
Yards after contact for Hoffert on that play, really good. That's what you want from your fullback in this offense.
Ball inside the near hash mark on 3rd down. Inside the Chesterton 45-yard line. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Wings on either side. Hoffert in the backfield. Ransbottom goes in motion. And now Brock will stand up. He looked over at the Chesterton sideline at first. Now he looks over to the Crank sideline, and they're going to run the play that was originally called. Option play. Brock keeps it, turns upfield, breaks a tackle, makes another man miss at the 40. Stood up at the 38, pushed back to the 45. He gets credit to the 38. That's a gain of 7 yards. First down, Tigers once again with 4:24 left to go in the third, and Warsaw leading 2-0.
Quarterback was taking care of the football there. I know you're happy to see that, Roger.
I'm thrilled to death. They have the Musco lighting system here at Chesterton. We'll have to get on to Hamstra about not paying the light bill because not all the lights are working, especially down on this end where the field looks very dark. That's the end the Tigers are going to. From the 39-yard line, 1st down and 10, option play. Brock keeps, pitches back. Ransbottom with lots of room, 35, 30, and runs out of bounds with the help of a Chesterton defender at the 27-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain and another first down for the Tigers with 4:02 left to play in the third.
Great block by Nolan Kidd, number 5, on the corner for Chesterton. Allowed a big play there.
Ransbottom having a big impact offensively in this football game. 4:02 left to play in the third. Tigers up by 2, looking for more after the defense forced to safety and Chesterton had to kick off to them. Brock from the left hash mark. Up the middle, Hofford. And he'll get across the 25-yard line to the 24. That's a gain of two more yards for Robbie. The junior on the carry. Zollinger still on the sidelines trying to get that leg cramp to shake loose. I'm sure when he can, he'll be back out there. Second down and eight. Worse on this game has run anything to the wide side of the field.
Not much. I mean, I can't remember one.
Second down and eight. Ball at the 24 in Chesterton territory. Hofford up the middle again. Got hit. Got away somehow. And got 4 yards down to the 20-yard line. There's some 1-2 from Warsaw's number 41 as he picked up 4 yards when it looked like he might not get any.
Yes, that's a really good play by Robbie.
3 minutes left to go third quarter. 2-0 Tigers. And facing a third down and four from the Chesterton 20. Ball on the left hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. That's the side nearest to us. Quentin Brock brings up the line at 9 seconds on the play clock. Wings on either side. Hofford to the backfield. Brock, option play right. Hands off up the middle. Hofford got a couple of yards. The ball came out at the end, but the play had already been blown dead. Hofford gets 2 yards to the 18. It's fourth down and two. And they are running out an offensive player, Zollinger, to come back in the game for this fourth down play. It would be about a 35-yard field goal. There's very little wind at this point in what has turned out to be a beautiful evening in Northwest Indiana. So they're going to go for it. Wide side of the field is right. There isn't anybody over here at all. Zollinger back in the game. Brock, quick snap. He hands off up the middle, and I can't find Zollinger. He's down near the 16-yard line. Let's see how far he got. The Chesterton offense is running on the field, and the Tigers didn't make it. He needed four. Zollinger got three, and Chesterton takes over on downs with 1:50 left to play here in the third quarter, and the Tigers leading 2-0. So they mark him down at the 17 officially to give him 3 yards. Zollinger still is cramping up again, so he's slow to get up. Only score of the game was a safety for the Tigers. Chesterton will take over. Actually, they're going to mark it at the 18, so give him a gain of two on that last play, Austin. Tigers with two good offensive drives, well, and nothing to show for it.
I think it's important here for the defense to not fall asleep for a trick play. Slip screen, halfback pass, you know, something like that. Because you're one play, when it's 2-0, you're one play away from a field goal beating you.
And again, we're 1:50 away from the Tigers' offense being shut out for three quarters under Bar Curtis. That is unheard of. At New Prairie, Mishawaka, Mequonakwa, any place he's been. From the 18, Boswell with McCormick straight behind him. Takes a snap, whistle sounds, and there is a flag down. Flag down on the play. This will be our first penalty of the football game. Am I right? Illegal procedure against Chesterton. That'll back him up 5 yards. Am I right, Austin? Is that the first penalty of the game? It is. Holy cow. It's been that kind of game. That's why at 9:06 back home, we only have 1:48 left in the third quarter. Not a lot of scoring, not a lot of first downs. One penalty helps the Tigers back up the Trojans inside the 15 to the 13. It's been a while since they've been on the field. They had those two plays, or the one play from scrimmage where they got knocked for a safety. That's been it. Play action fake Boswell. Quick throw to the far side, and it's caught. Oh, no. No, that ball hit the ground, didn't it? Oh, Hansen makes the catch at the 22-yard line. Bart Curtis can't believe it. That is a gain of 9 yards of the play. It sets up second down and 6. None of the officials saw that ball hit the ground. It hit his hand, and he dove on top of it. McCormick in the backfield behind Sebastian Boswell. Takes the snap, option play. He's going to keep it. He got hit. He got away. He got to the 25-yard line. Gained 3 more yards. It sets up 3rd down and 3. Final minute of quarter 3. Warsaw with a 2-0 lead.
This is kind of a big play in this game.
You stop him here, get the ball back with good field position. Chesterton's really only had one good drive, and that was through the air. Warsaw was in zone coverage. Boswell found receivers in that 10 to 12 yard range down the field. Boswell on 3rd and 3. Takes the snap, hands off, up the middle, running back, pulling forward, and he's going to get a first down. The Tigers help him. Rivera on the carry for Chesterton, and he was actually thrown forward across the 30-yard line to the 32, and that's a first down for the Trojans. Chesterton does not have to run another play before the end of the third quarter. They'll come to the line of scrimmage with 10 seconds. It looks like they're going to run the play they intend to. Boswell with 3 seconds, with 2, with 1, and they're going to let it run out. After 3, Warsaw 2, Chesterton nothing. We start the 4th in 60 on News Now Warsaw.